10. Israel in the wilderness are our warning. Brothers, I would not have you ignorant that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They did all eat the same spiritual food, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock represented Christ. However, with most of them God was not well pleased, for their dead bodies were scattered over the wilderness. Now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they lusted. Neither be you idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and so in one day 23,000 died. Neither let us put the Lord to the test, as some of them did, and perished by the serpents. Neither let us grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroyer angel. Now, these things happened to them as an example, and they were written about for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore, let him that thinks he stands be careful lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape so that you will be able to endure it. Don't participate in idol worship. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise people. Think upon what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not a communion in the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not a communion of the body of Christ? Seeing that we who are many are one loaf, one body, for all are partaking of the one loaf. Behold Israel after the flesh. Are not those who eat the sacrifices participants in the altar? What say I then? That a thing sacrificed to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God, and I would not have you sharing communion with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake in the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful, but not all are expedient. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but his neighbour's good. Don't cause others to stumble. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market without raising any question on the grounds of conscience, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it. If one of them that do not believe invites you to a feast, and you are inclined to go, whatever is set before you eat, asking no questions for conscience' sake. But if anyone says to you, this has been offered in sacrifice to idols, do not eat of it for the sake of he that tells you, and for conscience' sake. Conscience, I say, not your own, but the other's. One may ask, why is my liberty judged by another's conscience? If I eat my food with thankfulness, why is evil spoken of me for that for which I give thanks? The principle is that whether you eat or drink or whatever you do or do not, do all to the glory of God. give no occasions of stumbling, either to the Jews or to the Gentiles or to the church of God. Even as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but that of the many, that they may be saved.